This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat today. He also inaugurated a water conservation initiative of Dholakia Foundation, Bharat Mata Sarovar at Dudhala in Amreli. Addressing a gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment for water conservation. Citing the example of Sauni Yojana and calling it a game changer, he highlighted the BJP-led government's remarkable work in bringing water to Saurashtra's arid regions. Mr. Modi said, among the projects launched today, the Navda to Chavand pipeline will supply 28 crore litres of water to over 1,200 villages, aiding around 67 lakh people. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and President of the Government of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, held bilateral and delegation-level talks at Vadodara. Prior to that, they jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft. The aircraft complex is a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the new facility in Vadodara will play a key role in providing skills and technology to youths in the country and generate thousands of jobs for them. Both the leaders held a roadshow from the airport to the Tata aircraft complex. Later, they held delegation-level talks. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand has been completed today. 805 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Wednesday is the last day for withdrawal of nominations. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. Scrutiny of nomination papers also took place for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala, for which polling will be held on the 13th of next month. Meanwhile, filing of nomination papers for the single-phase polling in Maharashtra and second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of November. By-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will also be held on the same day. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced Dr. Santokh Hambarde as its candidate for the upcoming Nanded Lok Sabha by-election. The Congress Party has fielded Dr. Ravindra Chavan as their candidate. This by-election was necessitated by the passing of MP Vasant Chavan on August 26. The BJP today released its third list of 25 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has given ticket to Sneha Premnath Dubey from Vasai Assembly seat, while Sudhakar Kohle will fight from Nagpur West seat. Ashish Ranjit Deshmukh will contest from Savner seat. So far, the party has declared the names of 146 candidates for the state assembly polls. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an operation of special forces of the army deployed to neutralize a group of recently infiltrated terrorists who attacked an army convoy in Battal village of Akhnoor sector. The body of the slain terrorist along with weapons has been recovered. The gunfight took place after reportedly three terrorists opened fire on an ambulance which was part of the army convoy around 6 this morning. Security forces are currently engaged in gunfire with the terrorists in the area when reports last came in. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi launched the mobile application of the FCI Grievance Redressal System for rice millers today in New Delhi. The mobile application will facilitate rice millers in addressing their grievances with the FCI in an efficient and transparent manner. The Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, inaugurated the third edition of the Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar, Swavalamban 2024, in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.